This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digley, and this is my weekly word, the small segment of the show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to get out there and dig your dream. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning into my weekly word. Today is Wednesday, January 5th, 2022. That's right, it's a new year. It's hard to believe another new year is here. So first and foremost, I just wanted to say, I hope that you, your family, your friends had an incredible and unforgettable holiday season. I know it's always my favorite time of year and I'm always sad to see it go. But I'm always excited about a new year because a new year presents endless opportunities, a fresh start, a clean canvas, and that's where we all are right now in this first full week of 2022. So I wanted to get right after it with my weekly word, the first weekly word of the year, and I wanted to touch on a topic that all of us struggle with, especially at this time of year. You see, when the calendar turns over to a new year on January 1st, most of us are guilty of talking about New Year's resolutions. We start putting together these lists and goals and things that we say and want to accomplish in this new year. And when the calendar turns over, when the ball drops, we come out of the gates like gangbusters with a ton of energy, a ton of positivity, with all the good intentions in the world until life punches you right in the jaw. And when that happens, we start to slow down. We start to become inconsistent. And that inconsistency keeps us from accomplishing those goals, those dreams, and all the things that we want to accomplish in the new year. So what I want to touch on is the word inconsistency. That's right. Inconsistency is the infection that is going to keep you from accomplishing all you want in 2022. And the reason why I'm talking about this is not only do I believe it's an important topic to discuss, it's because I am guilty of it. I struggle with it all the time. And I'm going to use an example of something that means a great deal to me. You see, you guys are tuning into my weekly word. Some of you will watch this video on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn. You'll actually watch the video. But there are a few people out there that will listen to this weekly word via podcast form. They'll listen to it in their earbuds. They'll listen to it in the car. And they will actually download my podcast, the Dig Your Dream Podcast. And this was a project that I started more than 3 years ago now. And it's something that means a lot to me. I've had a lot of fun, regardless of who's watching and or listening. I don't even know. And I always say at the end of it, whether it's 1,000, 100,000, or a million of people that watch or listen, I truly enjoy it. And here I am starting the new year, and I'm ready to rock and roll and rebuild the Dig Your Dream podcast. And the reason why I say rebuild, maybe I shouldn't say rebuild, maybe it's relaunch. The reason why is because the Dig Your Dream podcast has become a victim of my inconsistency. You know, like anything in life, if you want to build something, you have to show up every day and put in the work. You can't just do it when it's convenient. You can't just do it when you want to. You can't just do it when the weather's good. You can't just do it when you land the perfect guest for your podcast. You have to show up and do it every single day. It doesn't matter if you're a business professional, an athlete, a content creator, you have to show up and put in the work every day. You've got to produce every day. So that's what we're talking about today, is the word inconsistency. You see, this is the week, this is the time where we have all of our hopes and goals for 2022 right in front of us. And we haven't come up short yet. We just started the race. We actually can still win. We could accomplish everything that we have in our mind for this new year. But the key to getting there is not all the talent in the world. It's not unlimited financial resources. The real thing, the real factor that's gonna help you get there is consistency. You have to be willing to be consistent. You have to be willing to show up every single day, day in and day out. And the more I think about it, the reason why the Dig Your Dream podcast hasn't taken off yet, the reason why I don't have a ton of listeners or viewers is maybe it's because I'm not as talented as all the other million of podcasters out there, maybe. But I think the main reason is because I have been inconsistent. I have been so inconsistent and actually makes me so disappointed in myself because I do think this is a cool project. And I do think that every once in a while, I do have some, you know, valuable things to say. And the reason why I think that is, I know that I've had people reach out to me, whether to text message, a phone call, a social media DM, and they'll say to me, Ray, I love what you're doing. When's the next episode? Hey, Ray, what happened to the Dig Your Dream podcast? Are you going to keep doing it? Hey, Ray, who's the next guest? So whether it's one or 1 million people, somebody is interested in this project. And that means that something that you want to do, something that you're shooting for, something that you're working on, there are people that are looking forward to seeing you do it. But they're not going to see anything if you're inconsistent. So my weekly word message is this. Don't let inconsistency be the infection that keeps you from accomplishing all you want in this new year. Don't let inconsistency keep you from becoming the best version of you. I've got a big year ahead. I got some lofty goals. And for the first time in a long time, I'm not looking at those goals like they're so big and unattainable. I'm not getting overwhelmed by how much I have to do and how much is on my plate. I'm actually thinking I could accomplish them because I am committed to being consistent. I'm gonna wake up every day, I'm gonna have a fresh cup of coffee, I'm gonna spend time with my wife, spend time with my daughter, and then I'm gonna hit the road and I'm gonna get after it. And I'm gonna get after it knowing full well that some days I'm going to get my ass kicked. But I'm gonna show up every single day. And if I show up every single day, I'm gonna start producing. And I may not produce at the rate or the level that I want to, but because I am willing to show up every day, I'm going to produce. There's gonna be a body of work. And when you start to add up all of that body of work, all that production, all of a sudden you look up and you're like, wait a minute, I'm closer to my goal than I thought. So as we start this new year, as we hit the ground running in 2022, remember all those goals that you have, that New Year's resolution, you can pull it off. But you don't have to have unlimited financial resources. You don't have to be the most talented person. What you need to be is the most consistent person in the game. So as you head out for the rest of this week, as you head out for the rest of the first month of the year and the rest of 2022, remember the key ingredient to your success in 2022 is not being the biggest and the baddest and the fastest and the smartest. It's being the most consistent. So remember, don't let inconsistency be the infection that keeps you from accomplishing everything you want in 2022. That was my weekly word. Like I always say, whether it's 100,000 or a million of you that end up watching and or listening to this podcast, just know you are the one reason I love to do it each and every week. Now, until next week, you know what you have to do. Go on, get out there, be consistent, tip your cap, and dig your dream.